Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, my co-host, Don Johnson. If you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show this morning. We're meeting with Greg Haskett of Home Team Inspection Service Franchise Opportunity. And the opportunities to succeed with Home Team Home Inspection Service are better today than ever before. And that's coming up in Segment 2 of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, you've come to the right place. Today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors, multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Doing fine, Marty. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Another busy week. You know, Thursday's here once again, you know,
right.
but everything's going well.
Good.
Our last show, Don, we met with Don LaRose, Vice President of Franchise Development for Express Oil Change and Service Center. And Express Oil Change and Service Center is a recognized leader in the quick lube and automotive service industry and the largest independent quick lube chain in the Southeast. I thought it was a great concept. Were you surprised about last week?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, what we always find out when we're have a franchise company on. I like how it's oil change and they do some auto repair work. I thought it was interesting and, you know, makes sense that when you know, someone goes for an oil change or a family, they can just stay right in the car. I like that. You don't have to get out. It's convenient. They do it real quick.
Yeah.
And it's efficient. And Don's had a pretty big background in franchising.
Yeah, he does. He's been doing this a while. I was really surprised. You know, and you might go through the same thing. I'm always frustrated when I go for an oil change, and I won't say where I go. But, you know, it's always, and it's always high pressure, you know, like they're always trying to convince you to, you know, change the air filter or something like
right.
that. And this seems like it's low pressure. I like the fact that they only hire, I think it's like full-timers, Don was mentioning, you know, which I
right.
think is important. You have a lower turnover that way. You know, when you're constantly working with part-timers, they don't show up for work, they quit, you're constantly training. So I think that makes the franchisee's job a little easier. And as you were mentioning, I like the fact, too, that, you know, you could just stay in the car and truly get an oil change in 10 minutes. It doesn't happen up here in this part of the country where I am, you know.
It seemed like they had a nice incentive program for the employees to try to keep
yeah,
them, because that's bad
absolutely.
For business when you have employee turnover. And Don mentioned a big thing is about building trust with your
mm-hmm.
clients, and that's very important. And what we really liked, Marty, was because they started, I think, it was about 20 years ago down
mm-hmm.
in Birmingham, but
right.
They have that nice, slow, sustained growth, which we always like in franchising. You're
yeah.
you know, making sure you're finding good franchisees, having good profitable locations.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they don't want to get too
that
big
way.
Too fast, yeah, which is something, again, that you and I do admire, you know, is to take a slower growth process and not sell, you know, 1,000 franchises in 1 year, you know. I think it's just
yeah.
too much.
Right.
And you start to lose control. So, yeah, I just thought it was a great concept. So I'd love to, you know, watch those guys continue to grow, you know. And, again, maybe I think next time, if we have them back next year, we'll have one of their franchisees on the show with Don as well.
We should go back to some of our shows maybe in the first year and just do a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
on where they're at that time to where they are now.
That's true. Yeah,
you know?
I mean, a lot of them have, you know, grown, you know, I mean, because we do follow them, you know, and it's funny, after you and I do a show with somebody, don't you always feel that, like, attachment to them in some way? You know what I mean? Like, if you, you know,
right.
want to see an ad for them or something like that, or you say, wow, I know those guys, or, you know, we did an interview with them. So, I always have that attachment towards our guests, you know, so...
Yeah, I felt that way with you know, several of the shows we've had.
Oh, absolutely.
And I always get excited when I'm out in a, you know, from traveling around to different franchise shows or on business, and I see that particular franchise I've either helped finance or we had on the show for the
mm-hmm.
first time.
Right.
And a lot of times, if it's in this part of the country, I'll say to my wife, "Oh, that's you know, so that's how that franchise looked. I've never seen it before."
That's true.
And then Sharon will say, "Who cares?"
Yeah, it's, I think that's a reaction. Mostly, I went out to dinner 2 weeks ago with my family. We were in New Jersey, and Somerville, New Jersey, and at an Italian place. And we crossed the street, and sure enough, right in front of our faces is Rita's. But it wasn't the traditional Rita's where, you know, you and I are used to, where you just kind of walk up. You know, it was kind of like it was a storefront. You know, we actually
right.
go in. So, I mean, this Rita's is going to be operating all year round. We're up here in this part of the country in Pennsylvania. You know, it's traditionally it's pretty much seasonal.
Right.
I suspect the one up here in the closest one we have is Easton, Pennsylvania. I don't know if they're still open. They might be closed at this point. So,
right.
Kind of interesting, you know. And again, that was announced on our show, wasn't it? I mean, I think that our show was probably one of the first to announce it.
Right. That Rita's Italian Ice, you know, Rita's Water Ice was going
concept.
To inline stores.
Absolutely.
Trying to be more year-round where you can walk into the location. Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's interesting. So what do we got going on today, Don?
Today, Marty, Greg Haskett of Home Team Inspection Service franchise.
It's a good time for that kind of franchise as well, I suspect. You know, and Greg can tell us more about that. But I think the timing is probably, you know, great for something like this.
Right, there's probably going to be more than ever with anything like the economy. Everything will come back, and
mm-hmm.
the real estate market's been so bad, but
right.
probably more homes are being sold, and when things come back even further, a lot of the stuff that didn't happen the last year and a half will start happening. So, yeah, it's a very important service.
Oh, absolutely. Next week, Nancy Weingartner is going to join us in Segment 1, Don. I'm excited about that. You know, you and I, traditionally, when we do Segment 1, you know, we'll talk about the previous show, and we will, you know, discuss the previous show and maybe some quick current events, but she'll be calling in, and she'll be on with us for like about 15 minutes, which is great.
And she's with Franchise Times Magazine.
Yeah, she's the executive editor for Franchise Times Magazine, and
one of our
favorite writers. I mean, that's the one magazine that I could truly go from the cover to the other cut to the other end. You know, I mean,
right.
Just right through. It's just really great information in there. So. Looking forward to having Nancy on the show.
Definitely.
And we're also meeting with the Glass Guru in segment 2 and segment 3. So it's going to be a great show next week.
Those guys better be good if they call themselves gurus.
That's right. It's a cool name, isn't it?
Yeah.
October 1st, we're doing our first Senior Care Franchise Symposium. And what that is this time we'll have three interviews with Senior Care Franchise Opportunities, Visiting Angels, Always Best Care, and Aristocare. So it's going to be a two-hour show, and you're going to be
right.
be on the West Coast that week, aren't you?
In Los Angeles, which is a segue. I was just going to talk about the West Coast Franchise Expo, one of the biggest shows of the year. I'll be out there exhibiting, of course, with Diamond Financial Services. It's October 2nd to the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's being held at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Wow.
And people can just go, Google that West Coast Franchise Expo to get all the information and times. I think Friday it starts 11 in the morning.
That must be great. Do you ever get a chance to, you probably don't even get a chance to see California, do you, when you're out there?
Well, we're right in the middle of the city, but no,
okay.
I mean, as far as sightseeing, no, but there's a lot in the area that we're in, but it's,
right.
You know, it's a lot of hard work for a few days.
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, I'm already looking forward to the show in Washington, you know. So,
right. Be here before we know it.
Yeah, before you know it, that'll be here. So it's just it's incredible. It's always a lot of fun. So what's going on in the world of franchising? Anything new? Any interesting stories?
Yeah, here's something, Marty. QSR Magazine, Red
uh-huh.
Mango Revolution, a look at how one young frozen yogurt brand plans to make it to the top, by Blair Chansey. I've learned more about yogurt in the last 6 months than I've ever known in my life, laughs James Franks, Vice President of Franchising for Red Mango.
Oh, we know James.
We had him on the show when he was at Baskin-Robbins.
Right.
Franks is fresh off a franchising event in Washington, D.C., and every now and then stops the interview to wave at one of the 182 potential franchisees that attended the meeting who are also at our restaurant. Out of respect to our brand and to the franchisees we bring on board, we won't bring them on board unless we know that we can support them and give them the attention that they need, he says. And lately, that's a lot of attention. The 2-year-old frozen yogurt brand finalized a round of development deals this spring with new and exciting franchisees that will result in 128 new stores from California to Tennessee. To date, the brand has about 50 locations open. Less than a week after the development deal was made public, the company also took a recession-defying step and announced its store buyback program. To date, no franchisees have tapped it, but the program allows partners to sell their store back to corporate for up to $275,000 if they're not satisfied with the first 6 months.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, we have seen that recently, haven't we?
Right. There's been a few other franchise companies that have done that.
It's not many, but I think you and I are in both in agreement that it's a good idea, isn't it, to do something like that?
It's a good idea. Hopefully that franchisee will still do their due diligence. We don't want them cutting corners saying, I'll just go ahead and do this and make the decision because I can get my money back anyway.
Right,
I'm sure the franchisor is on top of that. They don't want to, you know, be training, going through the whole process and having people take advantage of that program. But it's great for the corporate company having confidence in their product and their franchise.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree.
It says a lot of franchisees admit that got them interested, Frank says, but they said that's not the reason they became a franchisee. According to Frank, it's franchising events like the one before our interview that really impresses potential store owners. Most valuable during these types of meetings is the end-of-the-day question and answer time when those interested in becoming partners can speak frankly and directly with the company's CEO. Red Mango's expansion plans are nothing to laugh at. I guess they're doing some pretty big expansion.
You said something interesting, Don. I just wanted to bring to attention. This is, I guess, like a smaller. Would you say there's a smaller franchise opportunity? I mean, the ability to speak to the CEO of the company. I think that's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Right.
It's the advantage of sometimes going with a bigger system versus a smaller system. I think sometimes with some of the bigger systems, It's not as easy to speak with the CEO, you know what I mean? You know, you
right.
speak to some higher-level people in the company, but you don't always get that opportunity, you know? And I like the fact that you can do that. You can speak to, you know, the CEOs and the vice presidents and all that other stuff. I think it's very important.
Yeah, it's part very important due diligence. You can speak to a couple of the top people
right.
and you know, feel good about their experience and their vision and the future.
Yeah.
That's going to help you make your decision quicker.
Oh, most definitely.
He says, I would say the next 4 years, we'll have about 500 stores open in the U.S.
Wow, okay, that's nice.
We're not in every corner business, but we're not going to try and come in and just put them everywhere.
Right.
But 500 stores is a lot for a company that hasn't even been in the country 1,000 days yet. Before that, founder Kim launched the brand in South Korea in 2002.
Wow. That is amazing, isn't it?
Stacking the C-suite full of restaurant and retail veterans with experience from 7-Eleven, Jamba Juice, and the Dwyer Group.
Hmm.
You take the experience we have, you take the capital, take Dan's vision, and you put it the right people in place, and the reason we're able to grow to this level is we surround ourselves with good people, Frank says. Red Mango isn't the only brand with star power in the 175 million frozen yogurt market. Pinkberry, the celebrity treat du jour, is a force to be reckoned with in the segment. It recently expanded into Red Mango's home turf in Texas. Already the wars are starting.
Wow. That's good. Well, competition is a good thing. You know, it makes... You know, and we've seen that, you know, over the last year, a lot of these stories that you bring to our listeners' attention, you know, you've seen what competition has actually done. I've seen a lot of interesting offers from the franchisors, such as you say, you know, giving them like a, I hate to say like a 6-month trial, but a buyback
right.
program. You know, I think we've seen a lot of creative offers to make the franchisees more comfortable in buying a particular franchise system.
Now, here's something interesting. If Froget Yogurt becomes as chic,
wow.
as another afternoon treat, the segment may get flipped upside down. McDonald's, a new player on the specialty drink stage, could easily change the segment as a whole if it chose to launch a line of probiotic frozen yogurt with natural toppings.
That's true.
It's interesting. Anything that really becomes hot, I guess, some of the... you know, the McDonald's, when they start going to the specialty coffees and they compete
oh,
with them.
Absolutely. And,
so,
and it's very good, by the way. I don't know if you've tried the coffee at McDonald's and some of their coffee drinks, but they're really very good, you know, and you get a great price
right.
for it, too.
Here's something, Marty. Dallas Business Journal, interstate expansion. Over the next 60 days, Dallas-based Interstate Batteries plans to add the company's retail component to more than 140 wholesale distributorships nationwide and expand in the Dallas area. It's our backyard, and we have some aggressive plans, says Mickey Ellum, president of franchising development for Interstate Batteries. With two stores in the area now, the goal is to have 15 to 20 in the next 3 to 5 years.
Right.
Interstate Batteries has more than 300 wholesale distributors serving more than 200,000 commercial dealers. We had them on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we've been doing the show a long time when you start reading all these articles and you say, we know them, you know, it's a...
Right.
Sure.
Makes us sound more important than we
sure.
really are. Here's something also QSR Magazine. It's a celebration of the fittest. The 8 chains marking major anniversaries in 2009 have the wits to survive and thrive in their segments by Pam George. In a year of historic buyouts, layoffs, and bailouts, an impressive half of the chains celebrating anniversaries 2009 are still owned by the families that founded them. Half are also still focused on the products that gave them their start, whether it's chicken, wings, pizza, coffee. Despite their different segments, these chains have stood fast through economic ups and downs, proving that success comes in all flavors. The first one's Community Coffee Company.
Mm-hmm.
Not too familiar with them, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, founded in 1919.
Hmm.
They have about
wow.
30 locations. They're a smaller company. Carvel,
okay.
we know about, founded in 1934, have over 500 locations. Baby boomers who grew up along the East Coast and Dad, remember Tom Carvel's rough voice commercials promoting Cookie Puss and ice cream
right.
cake face, complete
no.
with bug eyes and an ice cream cone nose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very well known here in the East Coast. There's Little Caesars Pizza, founded in 1959, open in all 50 states.
Right.
You no longer get two pizzas for the price of one Little Caesars, but Pizza Pizza, the famous slogan coined in 79, is still the chain's mantra.
Wow.
Culver's, founded in 1984 with 400 locations out of Wisconsin. When it comes to tourist attractions, Culver's is one of the Midwest claims to fame. It's all about the Butter Burger, a premium, never-frozen patty served on a lightly toasted buttered bun. Here we go again, right before lunch, talking about this stuff. You know, Fazoli's, founded in 1989, 252 locations out of Kentucky. Spaghetti with marinara sauce, not pizza, is the bestseller at this Italian quick service chain. McAllister's Deli, celebrating 20 years out of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
They were founded by a retired dentist to serve delicious food with a side of Southern charm, and that mission remained the same when a few others bought the company in 99. Mm-hmm. Firehouse Subs, celebrating 15 years with 365 locations.
Wow.
Firehouse Subs locations aren't stores, they're stations.
Really?
I don't need to go on there.
Okay.
And Wingstop, celebrating also 15 years out of Texas with over 400 locations. They start in Dallas, soaring high this year with a 10-restaurant agreement. I guess they're moving into Mexico. So it's pretty interesting. Family-owned businesses.
Right.
You know, surviving past economic downturns, this one. A couple we know, a couple we don't really know too much, but
right.
Pretty interesting. Here's something, Marty. USA Today, recession layoffs fueled many to start small businesses by Laura Petreca out of San Diego. Inside a freshly renovated building, 27 restaurant trainees scurry around sweeping, shaping dough, and cutting 12-inch practice pizza crust into 8 slightly mishapen slices. Keep your elbow up. Turn your wrist this way, that way. It's 9 a.m. on Friday in August. The recession has started back in 07, plots along as business continually fall, jobless claims tick up, millions of families desperately try to make mortgage payments and curtail spending. Yet in this eastern San Diego strip mall, hopes abound. In a few days, the first CC's Pizza Buffet in California will open. The chain is known for cheap prices, peppy workers, and a variety of pizza toppings. For CC's Enterprises, and its nearly 650 other restaurants in 32 states, this is an entree into a potentially lucrative market at a time when many of CC's expansion plans had to be scuttled because of the economic crisis.
Mm-hmm.
For franchise owners Melissa and Andre Carter, it's a new beginning. With the restaurant open to a long line of CC's lovers, recently the Carter's venture became one of nearly 30 million U.S. small businesses.
Mm.
In this recession, starting a business from scratch or buying a franchise has been the way out for many. Of job seekers who gained employment in the second quarter of 2009, nearly 1 in 10, or 8.7%, did so by launching their own business, according to outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas Quarterly Job Market Index. The startup pace is up from 6.4% in the first quarter and is twice the rate reported in Challenger's 08 second quarter update. The business owners nearly all believe they have enough energy and ambition to succeed, but statistics for success aren't on their side. Obviously, during non-recessionary periods, half will fall in the first 5 years, talking about all businesses, franchise, and non-franchise.
Right, yeah, the whole category, yeah.
Now, you like this next sentence. It says, many have become entrepreneurs by force.
Mm.
Remember that forced entrepreneurship I coined?
Sounds like they've been listening to the show.
Right? With 6.9 million jobs lost since December 07 and work difficult to find, laid-off employees have created consulting firms, launched eBay businesses, and signed on with direct sales firms such as Avon to earn money. These are people that 2 years ago did not aspire to own a business, but circumstances have dictated that they look at freelance opportunities and other business ventures,
mm-hmm.
says Ken Yancey, CEO of nonprofit entrepreneur mentoring group SCORE.
Well, yeah, I think what happened is, you know, and you and I have mentioned this on several occasions, I think a lot of them do feel burned, you know, from or hurt from working for corporate America for so many years and then getting that pink slip, you know, and you say, God, what was I doing the last 20 years, you know, and to just get
right.
dismissed just like that. So, you know, I think that's where that word forced entrepreneurship, you know,
right.
came about as well, you know. So, yeah, absolutely. That's interesting.
It says Austin-based Tom Knoll, 66, had a retirement party from his job as a chili marketer on a Friday. Took Saturday and Sunday off, back work on Monday at a new liquor business. Knoll was asked to be a consultant on the early stages of the launch of a tequila company.
Hmm.
But instead of just advising, he thought the concept of an all-organic liquor was so enticing that he became a partner and the point person for raising capital. He says, I think entrepreneurs are going to play a big part into bringing the United States back to economic stability. Small businesses employ a little more than half of all private sector workers, pay 44% of total U.S. private payroll, and have generated 64% of net new jobs over the past 15 years,
mm-hmm.
according to the SBA's Office of Advocacy.
Right.
I mean, those are such strong numbers. You're always amazed And you know, even during these times, I don't think the government's done enough to get small business going. You know,
right.
Whether it be various incentives or with financing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's always the big talk. Small business is so important to just the economy in general, or to get the economy out of a recession. More should be done with those type of numbers.
Hmm. Interesting stats. I haven't seen those numbers before. So.
That's what I'm here for, Marty, to educate you and to motivate you.
Well, that's great. Well, good job, Don, on segment one, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on segment two.
Big now!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. If you ever dreamed of owning your own business, if comes to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Tom, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Greg Haskett of the Home Team Inspection Service franchise opportunity. And Home Team Inspection Service has carved a niche in pre-sale inspections prior to home listings. Hey, Greg, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, great, Greg. Greg, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. You want to say good morning, Don?
Hello,
good
Don.
Morning, Greg. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Mark and I were talking in the first segment. You're in a, you know, an industry that is, you know, highly needed, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we're hoping, you know, the market, I'm sure you're seeing, is coming back a little bit now, right, Greg?
It is. It absolutely is. 2009, especially here in the second and now the ending of the third quarter, have been pretty exciting times. Housing is starting to pick up. I think there's a lot more confidence today than there's been in the last couple of years. And
yeah.
And as a result, you know, we're seeing some much better numbers, and we're pretty excited about the future.
Fantastic. Great. Greg, we also like to ask our guests when we begin the show, where are you calling from this morning?
We're based in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, great. How's the weather there today?
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
September's the best time to be here in the Midwest.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, we're in Pennsylvania here, and it's a beautiful day here today, so that's fantastic. Greg, what were you doing before joining Home Team Inspection Service franchise opportunity?
Well, I had an interesting background many, many years ago. I worked for Nike, a little shoe company some people
yeah.
have known about, and
spent
a little bit of time at Disney as well. But actually,
wow.
I'm a rarity in business today, I suppose. I've actually been with Home Team now for over 15 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's really my my niche, where I've been and where I hope to be for many, many years.
That's fantastic. And that says a lot, too, that you believe in the concept, you know, because a lot of times, you know, Don and I have seen, you know a lot of people bounce around from franchise to franchise, you know, so the 15 years, that's a lot in the franchise community. So
without a doubt, I'm a Home Team guy. I was here right after we began, as we started to expand and needed people to help support
that's
in the
great.
Operation side of things. Just kind of grew up with the company, if you will.
That's fantastic.
Nice stability.
Yeah.
And how old is the company? Talk to us a little bit, Greg, about the history of the organization.
Well, sure. We began, Home Team began in 1991 here in the greater Cincinnati area. Our founder, Paul Spires, began doing inspections himself. And it was at that point in 91 where he perfected what has actually made Home Team unique, and that is our team concept, how we go about doing the home inspections. In 91. Now, phenomenal success. Within 6 months, he became the largest home inspection company in the greater Cincinnati area because of what he had done in that team concept. And then in 92, early 92, is when the franchise program itself was completed, perfected, manuals created, initial marketing and branding put into place, and then launched in early 92. So we've been franchising now for over 17 years.
That's great.
Interesting. So it sounds like you have some nice selling points when you're speaking to a potential franchisee. How do you describe the Home Team Inspection franchise to them, Greg?
Well, the number one thing is right there in the name itself, team. We first of all, we operate in a huge residential market. I mean, and the opportunities are pretty much limitless for someone. But we take a unique approach, and where most home inspections that are completed are done by one individual, one person, one man, one woman would go out for 2, 3, maybe 4 hours or more to complete the job. We're going to bring a minimum of 2, oftentimes 3, even 4
wow.
Home inspectors to do that same job. So we're going to do that much faster than what the single person can do. And with the additional people, the additional sets of eyes, the additional levels of experience, we're also going to do that home inspection much better than what the single person can do. So that's kind of the beginning place to start to discuss the team concept.
And I like that. You're right. It's faster
because yeah,
mm-hmm. The homeowners, you know, might not be happy, you know, one person being in there for a long time.
Right.
But you're right. You know, people are human. Sometimes they might miss some things. Having the two sets of eyes, I think, is a key.
It's a killer concept. You put those two together because on the timeliness side, yes, everybody's in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's buying the home when we're talking about an existing purchase. They don't want people in their home for hours. The buyers are in a hurry. They found the home they fell in love with. The realtor, who is an important part of the transaction, they're in a hurry because they've worked with these people for days, weeks, sometimes months, and then here comes the home inspector plodding along. Well, we're going to get in there, do it quickly, do it better, and then I guess the other part of what I always talk about with prospects is the level of professionalism that you have to have in this industry and that Home Team really tries to be a leading partner in.
Great.
And just with a prospect, you know, there's so many franchise opportunities and industries. How do you sell them just on this specific industry, too?
Well, the opportunity, I think, and see some, a lot of people think only about the inspection itself on an, let's say an existing home and the inspection itself. You know, your intro even talked about one of the other opportunities that we do, and that is pre-sale home inspections.
Right.
So, you know, if you're the right entrepreneur and if you're going to run the business properly, you have a lot of different revenue streams. Certainly your traditional existing home inspection for the buyer at the end of the transaction. We can do it for the seller at the beginning. We do home inspections on brand new homes and new construction, which, of course, in the last couple of years has taken a nosedive, but again, is starting to pick back up. We eventually can move into the commercial side of things and do some commercial properties. And then another aspect of the home team and our industry, if you're going to do it correctly, is a concept called one call does it all. There's not just the home inspection that needs to be done oftentimes on a property. Depending upon your location, your region of the country, you could do pest inspections, you could do radon testing, you could take mold samples and send it off to a lab that we have partners with, you could take water analysis, you well flow examinations. There's a whole myriad of things that you can do, and from an entrepreneur standpoint, really drive additional revenue to your company.
Yeah, I like all that, multiple revenue streams, and this is, you know, for a lot of people in the country, their most important asset purchase, it's so important they're buying something
right.
to just make sure, you know, there's not going to be any major problems down the line. So what your franchisees do is you know, it's just so important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they required to be licensed? And it varies in different states, right, as far as...
It does. Virtually all states have some form of legislation on the books. Now, only about, I think it's maybe 33, 34 states have an actual licensing program where you have to go through a process and be licensed just like an electrician or an HVAC person, and the rest of the states will eventually come along and get to that level. And that has really legitimized the company. You know, in 91 and in 94, I guess, when I began, virtually no states had any sort of regulations, and you had a lot of people running around really giving a bad name to the industry itself. And so when licensing came in the mid-90s and is continuing today, it's really given Home Team an edge up. You know, we had always been one of the higher-end inspection companies on a higher level of professionalism, and what licensing then did is really legitimized it. And then for the entrepreneur, the extra benefit of that is that when you're doing them all very well, your pricing tends to go up as well. So our average inspection fee has risen dramatically over the years.
That's great. So you've seen a lot of changes, Greg, you know, since you've been doing this. Has
Yes.
technology now played a role in your business?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, years ago we would go out with just pieces of paper and clipboards and pens and pencils and write down what we saw on the home itself.
Right.
Today, Home Team provides state-of-the-art software programs, including a handheld computer where you just kind of tap in what you find, what you see, goes into the handheld computer, gets downloaded into a high-quality report format, is one thing that's happened. The way people get their business has also changed. You know, before you would you know, talk to the real estate community, you'd talk to the general public. Today, you do an awful lot of web presence work. You drive people to your website, and we offer our franchise owners a high-quality website with a lot of visibility. So we spend quite a bit of time on the technology side of things.
Great. And how big is this industry, Greg? I know it's a pretty big industry.
You know, it is, and again, it's not as big today as it was a couple of years ago, but we're getting back to that level. There's been over 5 million, or it should be over 5 million existing homes sold, and we estimate between 85 and 90% of those are inspected. So when you do all the math and you figure it out, we're approaching a $2 billion industry, even in today's economic climate. You know, for the basic whole house inspection fees, plus all of those ancillary inspections, such as the pest and the radon that I talked about, all those are revenue generators as well.
Great.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned radon. It's, I mean, I live in a home, Central Jersey, kind of spread out a little bit, where I guess you know, radon is a a problem in Central Jersey. You know, years ago, it just wouldn't have even been an issue, and my kids and our family would be playing in the basement. We've since fixed up the basement, but that was one of the things that the seller had to do to put in a radon system, and so that's why, you know, inspection services really helped in my personal situation about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, in that area of the country, radon can be a problem. Now, the EPA recommends that every home in America be tested for radon, not just if you're in a hot radon zone. And even if it's not of a concern to an individual family, you still want to consider all the tests, including radon, because you're going to sell that home at some point in time, and you'd like to know ahead of time as you're getting in what every condition is going to be.
Absolutely.
Right. What's the most interesting thing that's happened to you, Greg, since joining Home Team?
Well,
in
15 years,
like, you must have a couple.
Oh, no doubt. I'd say before the current housing crisis, I probably would have said the licensing, phenomenon over the years, and
right.
I think we talked about that. You know, that the maturation process of the home inspection industry. I mean, that was just very interesting and fun to watch. The housing crisis in the last couple of years, you're looking back at things, and you can think about what actually occurred in housing, but I have a take on it that's kind of unique, I suppose, and I think we are on an unsustainable pace in housing in America, so something was going to happen at some point in time, and so this correction, which of course was much larger than what a lot of people anticipated, has actually benefited the leading companies in various industries. Now, we were affected like anybody was, but by being a leading company, I think we're coming out very, very strong and a much better company and doing things better as a result. So that's been incredibly interesting over the last couple of years.
Plus the technology end of things seem pretty interesting, what you were talking about before. Mm-hmm. What types of characteristics do you look for in a franchisee?
It's interesting. We attract all forms of people to our industry. What we want is a high-level person, someone who has some form of management background, someone who has a good personality, someone who really wants to offer their service. We're in the service industry, and our franchise owners are out into the community. They're talking to their clients. They're teaching their clients about the homes that they've just inspected. They're out talking to the real estate community on a regular basis. So, having the ability to talk and speak and get out there is an important characteristic that we're looking for. Certainly, you have to have the proper financial resources, your own capital or available loans that are out there in order to do this. Oftentimes people will contact us thinking that, they've had the years of technical skills. They've built homes or they've been in a certain industry like electricians or plumbers. And while all those things can bode very, very well for the skills in performing it, we're mostly interested in the entrepreneur, the business leader that's going to drive this forward. So we'll look at all sorts of people, and if they've got the right combination of skills for this unique industry, we'll take a good, strong look at them.
That's great.
So you like that more than, say, someone's sales experience just to try to get some of the business, which I know they get assistance from corporate.
Yes.
Any industries, of course, is pretty competitive. But I guess that's where the Home Team name comes in to give that franchisee the advantage.
Absolutely. What we're going to do is we're going to give them a complete company program to operate. They're going to operate under the Home Team name. They're going to have the strongest logo, what we believe is the strongest logo and strongest branding in the industry. So they're going to have a good look to themselves. We're going to teach them how to execute that program. We're going to teach them how to build their teams of inspectors and how to expand down the road. We'll teach them, of course, how to perform the home inspection itself at a very high level, how to write the reports, and how to do all the internal business systems as well. So it's franchising at its best, I suppose, when there's a good partnership between the corporate office and the franchisees as a whole.
I think a franchisee, Greg, looking at this investment, would say, it's a professional business, and you're helping people, and there's a real skill and niche you have, maybe this is maybe a question we're going to ask later on, as far as the type of hours that they work, but it just seems like it's a real nice, type of business to own, a nice industry.
One of the things that I think is a great selling point and something that people should really consider when the industry they're getting into is what their lifestyle is going to be like, not just the financial side of things, but just the general enjoyment. Performing home inspections, being in front of people during one of the most exciting times of their lives, being involved in the real estate industry, which has always been a dynamic and fun thing, is truly an enjoyable lifestyle. Performing inspections, working with your team of inspectors, and working with the real estate community, it's just you're immersed in a positive aspect of business,
Right.
So, there's great opportunities and a lot of other things, but it's one of the benefits that I think has really kept me around for an awful long time. It's, this is just a lot of fun.
Is it a home-based business as well, Greg? I mean, do a lot of the franchisees work from their home, or do they have an office? Or
most everyone starts from their home,
right.
And we do encourage that, you know, provided they've got the right setup in their property to keep their costs low.
Oh, absolutely,
now,
yeah.
Now, because of our team concept and because you have the opportunity to grow to a substantial size organization with teams of people and perhaps office staff as well, our larger franchises do eventually move into some office space.
Right.
But we've had some pretty substantially sized organizations still working from their homes, and you know they've kind of moved from the corner living room to the
sure.
to the attic to the garage, and they've kind of built on some things.
That's fantastic. Great, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Greg Haskett of Home Team Inspection Service Franchise Opportunity. And, Don, I think I'm up.
Right.
Greg, one of the questions we wanted to get into is if you could talk a little bit about the training. What's the training like for new franchisees?
Sure. We have a term called Fast Start. That is our training. And what that means is that from the moment they come on board, they immediately begin to work with both our operations and marketing staff to get things up to speed. We have, which is essentially a 112-point checklist of all the things that need to be done in order to get the business up and running. You know, everything from getting their phone numbers to researching the licensing, reading industry and technical manuals, all the way through our physical 2-week training program at our home office here in Cincinnati. During that 2-week program, it's a pretty intense 2 weeks. We go over the middle weekend as well, mm-hmm. where we deal first and foremost on how to properly operate the business. So with our staff and outside speakers, we'll deal with financial, marketing, legal, business setup, everything from the business side of things before we even get into the technical side. Once we get into that, we have presentations on every system of the home, and we put forth a systematic procedure on how to inspect a property. They go through those training classes, and then we take them out into the field. And they do several actual inspections, both from a training perspective, and then they complete the 2 weeks doing their own full home inspection and writing the report. We'll also take them out into the field and give them a taste of the real life of being involved in the real estate community, meeting with realtors, going to industry events. So they've got a true taste for what it's going to be like when they get out there. But then it doesn't quite end as soon as they leave the home office on that second Friday. Is we then have a mentorship program. You know, Home Team is fortunate enough to have quite a number of high-quality franchises, as any successful system would, but we've got a number of people who have agreed to be mentors and host brand-new franchise owners to get them even more of a true life feel. So, you know, we've got brand-new franchises now out in the field with existing franchises getting a taste for everything. So it's not just what we do here physically. It's what we do ahead of time via the telephone and the Internet and email, and is what we do after the fact with our continuing support with the existing franchises as well.
And that mentorship really brings together that whole team, you know, mentality, which is your name, which is great.
Exactly. It what we regularly hear from people is that's the moment where it clicks. You know, they understand everything, but it's still conceptual. But when they get out into the field and seeing another guy doing it and in real life and doing the work and talking to the people and collecting the cash and going to the bank, it just kind of clicks and they feel very comfortable moving forward.
Right.
Great. What's a typical day like, Greg, if there is a typical day for franchisees?
I don't think anything I would say would be doing a disservice, because I think it's anything but typical.
Right.
But, you know, I think in the beginning of the day, you'll be preparing for your day's work. You'll be preparing for your inspections, assembling your team. Again, since we have multiple inspectors on every job, you'll assemble your teams of people, go out with them or distribute them out into the marketplace. Doing the inspections, talking to the clients, again, introducing them to the home. Home inspectors do written reports, they all do, but then it's really what the verbal reports that they give, that introduction. So we spend a lot of time training them on how to do this, and so their typical day is going to involve educating people on their new homes. If they're not actually performing inspections or maybe back in the office, working on their marketing programs or business plans or whatnot, they're usually out into the real estate community, talking with realtors, being involved in industry events, and just being a part of the greater real estate industry. So the one thing that you will not be doing, you know, if you're a Home Team franchise, is sitting at your home and sitting at your desk for too many hours a day. You're usually out and about.
Which is also a selling point for people wanting to get in this type of business. This is something you're out, you're meeting people, you're on the road doing things. A lot of people mm-hmm. like that type of lifestyle in their business world.
I talk to a lot of people who regularly say, you know, I spent 10 years, 20 years, 30 years sitting behind a desk or talking on a phone or you know, whatever, and the whole lifestyle change is exciting, and it's not even like it's work. You know, it's certainly not a job. It's your own business that you're growing, but it's, you know, you're out in the field talking to people, and if you've got that right personality and you enjoy meeting people and helping people, like I said again, I don't want to overplay it, but it's just a wonderful lifestyle.
What advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a business? You've been with Home Team, you know, for a lot of years, been in franchising. People who are listening, potential entrepreneurs, what would you suggest to them, Greg?
Well, in your research process, you know, obviously talk to the people, talk to the staff, talk to the others that have done it as well. And if you feel that, you know, there's some sort of a connection, you know, you meet with the team. You know, a common thing in the industry is, of course, discovery days, and you meet with the team and you meet with the people, because it's not only the concept that you have to enjoy, the industry and the unique concept that a franchise brings, but it's going to be the people behind it. And if you click with them and then you meet with them. I guess the other thing I would say to anybody looking to get into business is, you know, the world is filled with naysayers. You know, the world is filled with people that will give you every reason in the book not to do something, and reasons not to buy a franchise or take the risk or whatever. And, you know, you just have to ignore that and push forward. It's those that have pushed forward and said, I'm excited about this. This is the right thing for me, and then they just plow forward.
So maybe talk about what characteristics do you think make successful entrepreneurs. You think part of them should, you know, be willing to take a little bit of risk. Because any type of business ownership, franchise, non-franchise, of course there's always some risk.
Oh, without a
doubt.
Do
you think the people who take that step, especially during these times when millions are out of work and people are looking at what to do, and there's always some fear in starting a business or a problem with confidence, and that's why more people are looking at, of course, franchising.
Absolutely.
Everything is there for you. The whole business model, the training, ongoing support, much lower failure rate, of course, with a franchise investment. But people have to be willing to take that step and talk to their family and go for it, basically.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll say it on occasion is that, you know, there are going to be times, especially in the beginning, where you're going to be uncomfortable, and you have to be willing to take that risk. You have to be willing to you know, you don't take, you know, crazy risks. You take calculated risks, but you take the leap and then you move forward. And I think you said it very well. A franchise is going to dramatically reduce that risk, reduce the chances of failure. But you have to be willing to do it. You know, you also have to be willing to 100% fully commit to it. You know, there are times where we've met with people who, you know, they're excited, they want to do it, but there's that element that's still out there that we don't have the confidence that they fully committed to it. And that's not a good setup going forward. So you have to take the risk, you have to jump in, and then once you do, you have to 100% fully commit to it and then follow the program that is laid out.
To a T, right. And as part of your due diligence, you know, making sure, you know, you're taking care of all these things that can maybe be a distraction for you once you're in business. Make sure the family's on board. You know, make sure, you know, your finances are there. You have some, you know, some reserve money to go through a period where it's going to take a little bit of time to ramp up. I'm in the financing end of things, Greg, and franchising, and that's when we pre-qualify people, you know. And nowadays, lenders always want to make sure people have cash reserve money. And, you know, you want to have some peace of mind with 100% concentration on, you know, learning from you guys and building up the business and working hard and doing everything that you're talking about.
Yep, you have to have the proper capital. And I think talking to your family, the point you made there is very important. We push hard to get the spouse to come to Cincinnati for the Discovery Day. We have to have that support and the full family planning behind it. You know, because it's by doing that, fully committing to it and working through the startup phases, it's going to get you that ultimate lifestyle that you're probably after and the reason why you started looking at franchises to begin with.
Right.
I agree. That's a great response. Greg, we have about 60 seconds. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Is there a website they can go to, phone numbers they can call?
HomeTeamInspection.com. Just go straight to HomeTeamInspection.com or give us a call at 800-598-5297.
I want to thank you again, Greg. You've been a fantastic guest, and Don and I would love to have you back in the near future.
Oh, I'd love it. I very much enjoy it.
Thanks so
Keep
much,
up the
Greg.
Good work, Greg. Great
okay,
job.
Thank you.
Great job. Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah.
Great
nice
concept.
Guy,
I mean,
good show, interesting
I mean,
industry.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, as you said, the whole team concept. I mean, the name makes sense now, doesn't it?
Right.
You know, and we learned so much about, you know, our guests when they come on the show, and I said, God, if I need, you know, an inspection next time around, that's who I'm going to call. I mean, it just makes so much sense to have a team of people come in. And
right.
I think it just makes the seller of the home or the buyer of the home make them feel more confident, you know? So
sometimes simple little things like that make such a big difference.
I totally agree. So, yeah, very interesting concept. And that mentor program was fantastic, too, by the way, you know, so.
Yeah, I was impressed by that.
Yeah, absolutely. So great job, Don. Next week we have Nancy Weingartner. She's going to be joining us in segment one from Franchise Times Magazine, our favorite magazine. And we also got the Glass Guru next week, Don. So we got a full show next week, don't we?
Excellent. Yeah, looking forward to it. Good job, Marty.
Great job, Don. I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bloodlines gamut.